As I explained earlier, decades ago, there were seven things that C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him grow in Christ. Today, I want to introduce to you the second thing that C.S. Lewis decided to quit to ensure he would grow in Christ. The second thing he decided to quit was this. He quit hanging with the wrong kind of people. He quit associating with the wrong kind of people. Lewis saw a correlation between bad company and the lack of spiritual growth. Interesting enough, the Apostle Paul was also aware of this correlation. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul said, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." There are two proverbs that also say the same thing in different words. Proverbs 13:20, "Walk with the wise person and become wise. Befriend fools and get in trouble." And finally, Proverbs 9:6, "Forsake the foolish and live." Now, I'm sure you've all heard the old saying about friendship, "You are the company you keep." Now, I was told by my parents a variation of that saying when they told me, "You are known by the company you keep." Friends, we should be very mindful of the company that we do keep. We should surround ourselves with people who are positive and are uplifting. We should associate with those who will support us. We should avoid those who have negative influences. Brethren, whether you are young or older, whoever you hang around, the chances are quite high that you will be influenced by those people for better or for worse. I bet many of you have heard the term toxic relationship. In toxic relationships, there is always negative drama. If you're in a toxic relationship, you may feel drained, unhappy, and emotionally exhausted. Friends, toxic relationships should not compromise or comprise the people of our inner circle of friends. They will drag you down, and they will affect your spiritual life. Brethren, the people you choose to associate with can and will influence how you think, feel, and act, including the relationship you have with God. Friends, consider this question. Are there any relationships you have that simply bring you down in a negative way? I implore you to choose who you associate with wisely. Surround yourself with positive people. Connect with people that will draw you closer to God. Amen.